This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's the turn of Wendy Christine of Integrated Health Solutions. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner, and she's busting myths right, left, and center. Morning, welcome back. Good to have you with us. After skipping a week, we had a Wendy vacuum in our lives, but you're back. Hello.
Good morning, Brad. Hello.
So we were having a yogurt conversation here on the air a little bit earlier on. And the question was asked by Leomi to me, do I eat yogurt? And I sent her the same question back. And the answer from the two of us here is no. But I know many people who do eat yogurt, and they would say, well, it's a healthy snack. Give it to the kids. You always see little ones with yogurt all around their mouths. The question we have to ask you, Wendy, is all yogurt healthy?
So, no, not all yogurt is healthy. Not all yogurt is equal. So it depends what's in your yogurt and what process it's gone through as to whether it's actually healthy or beneficial for you.
So if you say to me yogurt, I would say, oh, yes, they often contain bacterial cultures, and that's good for the gut.
Yes, that's true, but some don't.
Oh.
So it's all about reading your labels, making sure you're not buying the processed yogurt, and also making sure that they haven't been heat treated, because all of those kind of things kill off those good bacteria. So we want to make sure that if we are going to be eating yogurt, we at least want to be eating yogurt that's going to be beneficial for our bodies.
So I didn't even know this. So there's some yogurts that they're just what exactly? Creamy, milky, sugar-flavored snack. There's nothing really beneficial for the gut in there at all.
That's it. Yes, they're just like a pudding. They're a flavored pudding.
Oh.
That's all they are. They call themselves yogurt, but they really have very little yogurt culture in them.
So then let's talk about the cultures in the yogurt, because I'm guessing that's what's setting some yogurts apart from others, and the sugar conversation for sure is going to come up in a moment. But tell us a little bit about those bacteria. We often say bacteria sounds like something dangerous that'll make us sick, but these are the good kinds.
That's right. So we always have good and bad bacteria, and the balance, as we've spoken about many times, is very important. But yogurt is essentially made when dairy milk or cream is fermented by using bacterial cultures. And these are normally, the two that are normally used are Lactobacillus bulgaricus and Streptococcus thermophilus.
Yeah.
And I hope I said those right for any of the scientists out there. And in this process, the milk sugars that are in there, the lactose in the milk, gets eaten up by that bacteria. And that causes it to curdle and to thicken. And it produces lactic acid in the process, making the yogurt with a distinctive taste that we know of yogurt.
When you say Streptococcus thermophilus, I'm like, isn't Streptococcus sounds like Streptococcus
sore
throat? But I'm guessing there's a different strain there.
That's exactly it. So we have always have good and bad strains of bacteria, and some of them have, you know, they're from similar families. So this particular variety or strain is a beneficial bacteria for the digestive system or for the body as a whole.
So I've seen yogurts that contain sugar. Many of them have the word sweetened written on it, which would tell me that there's sugar in it. But then there are others that are considered more of the healthy alternatives, and they're labeled like that, but they have artificial sweeteners in. But you and I have had conversations where we said we can't have too many artificial sweeteners. One of the reasons is they kill the good bacteria. So if you're putting bacteria killers in a food full of bacteria, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't really make any sense. But I think that's the thing with marketing and with trying to get people to supposedly eat more healthily. You have to be very conscious of what is being added, what's actually being destroyed, and do you have a beneficial product at the end of the day? So ideally, you want to be going for a product that is as close to its natural form as possible, that isn't sweetened, that doesn't have little bits in it. Rather add your own fruit if you must. But go for the actual culture. Your yogurt must be as live as possible for it to be beneficial for your body.
So you mentioned heat treated. Tell us more about that.
So some yogurt is heat treated. You know, when they coat your raisins or your dates with yogurt, or you buy a chocolate bar or something that is yogurt coated.
Yes.
So there it uses the yogurt, but it essentially then becomes a sweet because all the bacteria is killed off. It thickens up, and it is now just a sweet.
Okay, so we're not going to assume that there's any benefit there except for it tasting sweet and nice. So
yes, and it's probably full of sugar.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then they would put a whole lot of stuff in there as well. So I'm trying to understand the benefit here. Unless we're getting something with almost no sugar in it and live cultures, it's really not a health food at all in any way.
No, it really isn't if you're not buying something that is full of bacteria. And, you know, and it's normally the ones that don't taste as nice. So you'll find the people say, oh, so sour, I don't like it. Well, yeah. That's yogurt. That's what yogurt's supposed to taste like. It shouldn't be sweet, and I mean, it can be creamy, but it shouldn't be sweet. It should have that distinctive soury type taste. Then, you know, you've got a really good yogurt. But otherwise, no, it's probably just a pudding.
Yeah, and then we've spoken about being lactose intolerant or others who just can't consume dairy or have a milk allergy. So that's also a bad idea. I have seen that you get other kinds. Some of the chain stores give you a soy or coconut yogurt. I've tasted that, and that definitely doesn't work for me. But, you know, other people like it. So that's the joy of food. Some like it, some don't. Find what tickles your fancy.
That's true. You know, there are many options. We have more and more options available to us. And we need to find what's going to work best for us, but it should be part of a balanced diet. You know, just eating yogurt is not going to make your diet healthy. If you have to add the other things as well to make sure that you are going to be healthy all around.
One of the other things about yogurt is it's full fat or low fat yogurt. And people will generally say, oh, I'm trying to take care of my health. We've got to avoid the full fat yogurt. Those are for those who don't care too much or are using it to make desserts. That's another contentious issue around yogurts, is the fat content.
Yes, so and it is a bit of a contentious thing, but in my opinion, I would rather somebody has a full fat product and smaller amounts of it than a low fat or a fat free product, which has had the fat removed, but they normally add sugar or something to make it more palatable. So you almost lose a bit of the health benefit if you're eating the lower fat varieties. And then that can, you know, that can be counterproductive anyway.
Yeah.
So rather have that small quantity of full fat than a larger quantity of the fat-free or the lower fat.
So we don't have heaps of time, but there are other variants of a yogurt. Like kefir, I've got a friend whose dad creates bacteria and makes this himself in big jars. It looks all very creepy to me, but resembles cream cheese. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So kefir is an organism, and it actually looks a bit like a cauliflower once the grains are working effectively, or piece of cauliflower anyway. But it's an organism, and it also eats up the lactose in the milk. So you can use any type of milk, and you put your little kefir organism in it, and you keep it in a warm cupboard.
Oh.
And over a couple of days, it eats up that lactose, and it ferments the milk, and it creates this thick yogurty substance,
yeah.
Which is full of healthy bacteria. So for people who are able to tolerate it, it's a very good alternative to yogurt.
And then you've got those who say, let us go for an ice cream. No, we would like the healthy alternative. Let's do frozen yogurt. But I have a sneaking suspicion it's all just in the name. That's where it ends.
That's exactly it. Yeah, it is a very nice alternative, but it really is just as sweet and just as decadent as normal ice cream. So the sugar content in there is as high, if not higher. So you're not making a healthier choice, mm-hmm. unless you actually make your own frozen yogurt using a full cream Bulgarian yogurt or something like that. Then you're just getting the same as if you would have a normal ice cream.
So the way you're saying it, if we really want to get stuck into something delicious that our brain is telling us, ooh, that is yummy, is most likely not ideal for us. But we can make it yummier by taking something that's maybe full fat and doesn't have sugar in it and add it to our own fruit salad, for example, to make it a healthy alternative with good bacteria. And that seems to be the only ways to construct this ourselves.
Yes, I would say that's probably the best thing that you can do. It is delicious that way. You know, there's no additives. You know that there's no other powders or anything else in there that that is not going to be healthy for you. And, you know, you're going to get a lot more balance. And it's actually very tasty if you do it that way around.
I can hear Wendy's voice in my head. Read the labels. So go and read your labels. And if you're not sure what some of the things mean, then ask. We have excellent labeling here in South Africa. And you can Google the stuff, and you're welcome to send us a message, and we'll let Wendy answer what on earth is this that's in here. We can find out for you. But let's read those labels and make healthy choices. You've been guided by Wendy. The podcast will be available for you later this morning. And if you need to, you can also contact her. She's at Integrated Health Solution. Wendy Christine, health coach and wellness practitioner, pleasure as always. Thanks for highlighting this. I can say at the end of this conversation, I am feeling a little peckish. So off to eat something, I guess. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Have a beautiful week.
It's a pleasure. You too, Brad. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.